This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Verse 35, "Be quiet," Jesus said sternly, "come out of him." And the demon threw the man down before them all and came out without injuring him. One of the manifestations, at least back then, the demons had physical impact on people. Some of you are familiar with the story that's in two of the Gospels. It's called the Gadarene Demoniac. It was a man who was demon-possessed who lived in a cemetery. Can you imagine how depressing to say, "Where do you live? What's your address?" Cemetery. And there were graves that were carved out of rock, out of the side of a hill perhaps, and he lived in a grave that wasn't put into use yet. That's what he was doing, somebody's family grave, and he was living in it. And the Bible says that he was naked, he didn't have any clothes on, he took stones and he cut himself, which is interesting in light of the phenomena we've had in recent years called self-mutilation, as people cut themselves. Isn't that interesting that that was a manifestation back then of demonic possession? Was the self-cutting, and he would scream and wail at night, and he was so strong in his physical strength, the Gospels say that no one could chain him. He would break chains. This demon had physical invasion of that man's body and inhabit him physically, and that's the dramatic point I'm trying to make. So demons affected people physically, and in this case, the demon threw the man down on the ground. And Luke says he got up and he wasn't injured when Jesus cast the demon out of him. Now, let me ask you this. I'm not suggesting demon possession's going on in your family. But have you ever seen anybody in a rage and you said, "Man, I saw hell on his face. I saw something in her eyes that day I have never seen before when she went into that rage." And we see things physically manifested in people's faces and people's eyes. And I'm just saying that don't look at the demonic as something way back yonder, but not now, when we see physical manifestations of evil in people's lives in 2016. Verse 36, "All the people were amazed and said to each other, 'What is this teaching? With authority and power, he gives orders to evil spirits and they come out.' And the news about him spread throughout the surrounding area." I did something at the end of the first service because I felt prompted to do it, and I can't even tell you why, but I do know why. And then we did it in the second service, and we're going to do it at the end of this service. And it was nothing super dramatic. At the end of the first service, I asked people, I said, "Before we leave, we're going to pray, but I want you to pray about the problem in your family." That's all I said. Would you believe a number of people came out of both services and said, "You know, don't you?" And I said, "I don't know anything." "You know, don't you?" "No, I don't know anything. I mean, what you're talking about." It was as if people were saying, "You know what's going on in our home, in our family, and I don't." I just felt prompted to say, pray about the problem that's going on in your family. We're going to do it, and that's all I'm going to say is pray about the problem. Let that speak to you in whatever way it does about anybody that you can think of. And it speaks to people. And my point is this: Jesus has authority. Jesus has authority and power over the demonic.
Well, the next story we tell as a part of this message is so long, it's going to take me 2 days to tell it. I want you to tune in, especially tomorrow, to Cross Hope on Thursday and Friday to hear the story from India. It's a powerful story. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org. Be sure to look at visual stories, a new feature on our website. Crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.